Episode 2463, check your messages.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. Can you believe we are almost here, breaking into mid-October? Happy birthday, my little baby grandson. Oh, yes, you are 1 year old today. And I got to tell you, I love you so much. You know what? That's what's great about having your own podcast. You can just do a shout out anytime you want. But I want to shout out to your heart today. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Check your messages. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what are you telling yourself today? Life is not about what others say, but what you say to yourself. Check your messages. So I ask you again, what are you telling yourself? I mean, how did you greet yourself this morning? I don't know about you, but I can really be mean to myself when I wake up. In fact, anytime I look in the mirror, anytime I'm in a situation, what I say to myself, I would not even tell a stranger. And it really comes down to, we can really be rude to ourselves. No wonder we get bogged down and feel not good enough for most of our waking hours. And if that's what we feel during the day, can you imagine your dreams at night? Probably not too much hope happening there. Check your messages. You got to delete and replace the messages that do not serve your goals and dreams. And you got to do it today. You need to get out of your own way of dragging yourself down. Other people and even strangers will do that. For goodness sake, start speaking to yourself the way you want others to see you. Now, this is a hard switch to make, but not impossible. You must be willing to speak the truth as you are becoming. This is what is in the progress of who you are becoming. You don't have to fake it till you make it. You are in the process of progress, which is the preparation for your purpose. So live it out. Don't count yourself out with your own messages. Check your messages. You know, it's interesting. I actually send myself text messages and emails. Yes, I know I'm a little strange, but I do it for various reasons. And the crazy thing is that they're really uplifting. They're awesome. I'm telling you, they really are. But guess what? They are all for you. Those are not messages I adopt for myself until now. I really got to thinking about it. I went back and I was rereading some of my messages because, believe it or not, I can go all the way back years and years and years. And I used to keep little notes in a notepad. And then I was like, well, this is crazy. When I have something that comes to me, I want to be quick, you know, quick on the draw. And so what else are you quick on the draw on? Messages. So there I go. I just click messages and I have myself as a favorite. I click on myself and I text myself a message. Well, you know what? When I went back and read some of those yesterday, I was like, wow, that's pretty good. In fact, wait, I feel really good. Why am I not reading this? Now, understand, I experience exactly what I'm telling you. However, it's quicker for me to forget. Because you see, my purpose here, in my opinion, is to serve you. But our purpose in life is also to serve ourselves. You need to serve yourself. You need to take care of who God is wanting you to become. And that means you got to be careful of the thoughts that run in your head, what you're saying to yourself. Check your messages. So now these messages, oh yeah, I don't just give them to you anymore. They're texts to me. And so guess what? I read them more frequently. And it's awesome. I actually smile. I laugh at myself. In fact, there may be a book coming out about them. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. Because we need to start seeing and believing what we know we are becoming. But we have to live by faith and not by sight because we're in progress. And that progress is going to take us to our purpose. We all feel like we fall short, don't we? We all feel and need to be lifted up. We all need to check our messages. We all matter in this crazy upside down world. But because you are willing to put in the work and make the tweaks and changes, the world you touch is going to be impacted by you. And that impact is going to be a great impact. Because you're willing to do what it takes. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And when you are walking those miles of greatness and you're becoming, guess what? You're leaving breadcrumbs for other people. And you're helping them along the way. I want you to know how awesome that is. You are awesome. You are beautiful. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. So take hold of the reins today. Check your messages and may they rain hope, love, and compassion. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and bless this mess. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy birthday, Xander. Grandma loves you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.